AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
As with all of these kinds of complex scientific undertakings, it's also an engineering marvel beyond belief.
White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Director Arati Prabhakar talking about a breakthrough in fusion by researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. For the first time, they produced more energy in a fusion reaction than was used to ignite it. Net energy gain, it's called. Much more to do to harness it to produce electricity, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says
it would be like adding a power drill to our toolbox in building this clean energy economy.
President Biden at the White House this afternoon.
Today, I sign the Respect for Marriage Act into law.
It's intended to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Biden says it strikes a blow against hate in all its forms. A massive storm is blowing across the country. It spawned tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas, blizzard conditions farther north. Rich Otto at the National Weather Service.
Areas that are expected to get 6 to 18 inches include the Dakotas, I guess you could say even far eastern Montana and Wyoming into the North and South Dakota region, central northern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin.
The founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX has been charged with a host of financial crimes. The U.S. government alleges Sam Bankman-Fried intentionally deceived customers and investors to enrich himself and others while playing a central role in FTX's collapse. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
I think it's fair to say that by anyone's lights, this is one of the biggest financial frauds in American history.
Consumer inflation slowed to a 7.1% annual pace in November. Month over month, consumer prices were up 0.1%. It's the fifth straight month inflation has eased. That news helped boost stocks. The Dow gained 0.3%, the S&P 0.7%, and the NASDAQ a full 1%. This is AP News. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says Donald Trump should not be the Republicans' choice for president in 2024. Ed Donahue has more from the AP interview.
Hutchinson is thinking about running for president in 2024. He tells the AP he doesn't think a third attempt by Donald Trump would be successful.
That's the worst scenario. That's almost the scenario that Biden wishes for. That's probably how he got elected the first time.
After Donald Trump recently called for terminating parts of the Constitution to overturn the 2020 election, Hutchinson says it was so out of line and out of step with America that it almost does not deserve a response.
I yearn for the day that we potential candidates and public leaders on the Republican side do not have to respond to every latest rumination of the former president.
But Hutchinson didn't rule out backing Trump if he became the Republican nominee. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.